Good evening, my friends. It is Friday night, and time for Zapped, an hour of Frank Zappa coming at you here on KKRN, listener-supported community radio with studios in Round Mountain and Reading. I am your host, Andy. In the background, we have Take Your Clothes Off When You Dance. So thanks again for tuning in to Zapped. I've got a whole new show for you this evening here on August 6th, 2021. This will make no sense if I play this show again in the future, but it makes sense for us. Hope you're staying safe and out of the smoke. The smoke was crazy today from the Dixie Fire. Hopefully you're not affected by that fire. All right. Thanks again for tuning in and enjoy some Frank Zappa here on Zapped.
My hat is funny, but I don't. I'm the Grand Wazoo, keeper of the mystic scroll, and roll a parchment from the lodge. And I'm a veteran. Every day on coffee break at the hardware store, I tell Fred what to expect, because we play pranks during the initiation. Thank you.
I'm the Grand Wazoo. I'm the Grand Wazoo.
I'm the Grand Wazoo.
I'm the Grand Wazoo of the hardware store.
Fuck you if you don't like my hat.
Warren Tickman.
And what is your position here?
Front office manager.
The name of this establishment is?
This is the Edgewater Inn.
In Seattle, Washington. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me how some rock and roll groups have taken advantage of this unique situation?
They've taken advantage in different ways. We do encourage and advertise that you can fish from your room, and we are glad to have our guests fish from them.
Do you supply them with fishing equipment?
No, but we have a shop in the hotel that does rent the equipment as well as bait.
What sort of bait do they usually use?
It's a preserved minnow of some variety. I don't know exactly what the fish is.
Well, what do they do after they fish from the window?
Well, rock and roll bands and other guests as well often catch shark and squid and octopus, and usually it lands up either in the bathtub or dribbled on the floor on the way to the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not reserved to any rock and roll bands. I mean, other guests do it too.
Mm-hmm. But how frequently do you find squids and sharks and octopuses in the bathtubs of the rooms here at the hotel?
After almost any good weekend of pretty heavy occupancy, say like over half the house filled.
If you have over half the house filled, you would find one, say?
Say one or so.
So how often would you say that is each week? Twice a week you find a...
Well, I don't know that I would say that it would average anything like that. You may find four or five rooms with fish from various places, you know, around. There's not much you can do with a shark after you've caught him, you know. Some of these things are pretty big.
Well, what would you imagine is done with these sharks after they've been caught, before they're left for you to be cleaned
Sometimes
up?
The guest calls the house man or housekeeper to haul it away because there's nothing that they can do with it.
Yeah, well, have you ever heard of any of the things that were done with them before they were hauled away?
Yes, some people like to perform vivisection on them or something like that, and occasionally you find a little bit of a mess.
Yeah.
I'll say that the blood on the carpet syndrome is rather rare, but it occasionally happens.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever find fish blood on the sheets of your beds here?
Not identifiable as such, no.
I see. Do you know of any stories about bizarre sexual activities performed with squid, octopus, and mud sharks here in your rooms?
No, I should think a mud shark would be a little uncomfortable since their skin is so sandy, but I've never heard of anyone having it with an octopus.
Hey, it's Andy. You are listening to Zapped here on KKRN. You just heard the mud shark interview. That's an excerpt off, I think, the Lost episodes. I will play, if I have not played recently, the Mud Shark in a future episode, but I am not playing it tonight. So just a little filler there, the Mud Shark interview. Before that was Lil' Clanton's Shuffle, the Grand Wazoo before that, and we started off with Take Your Clothes Off When You Dance. So thanks again for tuning in, and I'm going to get right back into the music. This is We Are Not Alone. We'll be right back.
thing that they're talking about everywhere.
Sex.
When they wanna be suave and debonair. Up the most from coast to coast. At your bongo party and your weenie rose. Even them Christians who was born again. Go out and get pooched every now and then. Do you do or don't you don't? Lying if you say you won't. Some girls try it and go on a diet, then they worry cause they's too fat. Who wants to ride on an ironing board? That ain't no fun. I tried me one. Grow that meat all over your bones. Work the wall with the local Jones. And while you do it, remember this line. The sniffer says the bigger the cushion, the better the pushing. The bigger the cushion, the better the pushing. The bigger the cushion, the better the pushing. The bigger the cushion. Makes no difference if you're young or old. Don't you act like it's made of gold. Just like the guys. Maybe you could use a protein surprise. Laying down or standing up. If it feels good, just keep it up. Anytime. Do you think it's growing there? Some girls try it and they don't like it. They complain cause it don't last. Who wants to ride on the debutante? It talks too much, it moves too fast. Watch the scenery while you ride. You can be very warm inside. When the train goes round the bend, check the shrub. The cushion, the bigger the cushion, the better the pushing. The bigger the cushion, the better the pushing. The bigger the cushion. The bigger the cushion, the better the pushing. The bigger the cushion, the better the pushing. The bigger the cushion, the better the pushing. The bigger the cushion.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, my son, Dweezil.
The Dweeze!
Dweezil is going to play the guitar solo on a song from the Vemurus album called Charlena. Star Galactica?
You are listening to Zapped here on KKRN, and I am your host, Andy. Host Andy? You just heard Charlena. That was the featuring the Dweezil, when he was, I think he was pretty young in that episode, in that performance. And Dweezil's later gone on to cover quite a lot of his dad's stuff. Maybe I'll play some of that in a future episode of Zapped. Before Charlena was the Cruncher. Before that was Sex. And we started off with We Are Not Alone. You may feel alone these days, isolated at home. I know I do sometimes, but know that you and I, we are not alone. So deep. So let me take a moment and remind you that KKRN is listener-supported community radio, and we survive on the kindness of donations from listeners like you. If you can help keep us on the air, please go to kkrn.org and look for the donate button or towards the top of the page. And as I often do, I will remind you that there's also a listen button up there. So if you happen to be outside of our radio range, which isn't huge, but on I-5, I've heard us all the way down as far as Corning, so that's pretty good. But depending on where the direction you're heading, if you're going north, you're definitely not going to hear like all the way to Mount Shasta. But anyway, the point is you can always listen to us where you have an internet connection just by going to the website, kkrn.org, and clicking on the listen button. So that's kind of cool. Check it out sometime. All right, enough of me rambling on. This is Black Napkins, a live version.
Slow-moving ballad, sort of a song that carries with it the implied message that the complete woman must also have an asshole. Thank you.
came up here because we feel like walking 4 flights at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. We were up here last night. Now, for us... Yes. For us to continually come up to this here place every night and not show no action other than saying, yes, we're correcting the condition, we look kind of bad. I mean, let's be honest. Now, if you had to give me any kind of recommendation or mark my work, you say, who the hell's kidding? No, this guy's a mistake. Every night, 3 to 4, 2 to 4, between those hours, you guys are at 53 East 10th Street. What are you doing here every night? You mean you permit this condition to continue on without once giving a summons?
All right, your lawyer said to knock it off. We're putting ourselves over backwards with these people. Do you know what we're doing? Do you know what we're doing? All right. Well, this is, if we're up here once, we're up here 20 times. I know that little guy, like the guy in here, like a long-lost brother. Now, if we ever get called down, if this ever goes to a big explosion, and they say, officer, what did you do? Did you issue summonses? This is all in the record book. How many times we've been up here? This is all records. Mm-hmm. Now, if these people want to subpoena these records, they can subpoena these records, and they can find out how many times we've been. This is us. Oh, wait, this is us alone. And they say, officer, what did you do? Warn them? You mean to tell me you were up here about 20 times? You never issued a summons?
There have been summonses.
Well, wait. We never issued them.
How many summonses have you gotten for noise?
Wait, me personally, or the studio?
The studio.
Studio.
I don't know how many, but this.
You've gotten one.
One. That's how many times have I? Hey, listen. As I say, if I've been up here once, I've been up here 20 times already.
Hey, look, stop it. Pack that stuff up. Stop making noise, you guys.
Well, who's in charge here at this time?
He is. In charge.
In charge.
He's more or less in charge.
Are you in charge?
I don't run the studio.
All right, listen, let me tell you one thing. You're in charge at this point.
Right.
My name is Patrolman Lafamina.
Here, have a bun.
As of tonight...
Right.
You want a bun?
If I come back here, and every night that I do come back here... I don't care who says he's in charge, I wish he was something. And anybody thinks it's a great joke, we can all laugh in the court.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to put out one hit record by now, my goodness.
This is ridiculous.
Sure you don't want one of those breakfast rolls on your way down the stairs.
You better believe I don't want nothing.
Who gets the summons?
Whoever is in charge at the time. He could say Joe Blow, I don't care what kind of a name he gives. Then if the courts decide that they want to know who he's taking orders from, they'll summons that person to court. That's all there is to it.
All right. Take care.
Right. Okay.
Night night.
Thank you. involved. You ran the paper and the charity ball every day. On the third or fourth page, there you was. You was quite the rage.
Smell like fish.
Really?
Wash up your body.
one of them is fish.
Wash up your pie.
The other two.
You're listening to Zapped. I'm Andy, your host. You just heard Jumbo Go Away. Before that was Society Pages. Disco Boy. Before that, and another little intermission piece there, Cops and Buns. Hope you enjoyed that one. That was, I believe, also off the Lost episodes, where some excerpts of recordings that were released posthumously. Probably 1996, I want to say. Frank died in 93. And we started off that block with Black Napkins, a live version. So that is about it. I've got one more song to play for you on the outro. But before that, I will remind you that's coming up after Zapped tonight and every Friday night after Zapped is Byron Phoenix's nationally syndicated program called Soul Deluxe, where we play some sounds from the underground. And it's a 2-hour show. So check it out. So thanks again for tuning in to Zapped, and I will let you go this evening in with a song called Handsome Cabin Boy. Have a great rest of your weekend, and good night.